Irish indoor 800 metre champion again.
Yeah, another title and I'm delighted with it. It's great to see two Donegal lads on the podium as well.
Exactly, one and two, Karen Griffin in second behind you. And a European junior medalist in third, so competition quite strong.
It was strong competition. You're always going to get that in the national championships. Looking back over the last 6 years, there's always been one or two guys in the field who can make it to a major championship. So I spoke with my coach during the week and agreed that I'd try to test the wheels over the last 200 metres. And it worked out lovely. I'm really happy with the result.
Yeah, 153.53, maybe not the fastest time, but a slow start, so therefore it was building up throughout the race.
Yeah, I don't aim for fast times at the championships, I only aim for the win, and that's been the case all throughout the years. And I think it's probably wiser to do that because you still have to respect the field. Like, Carol is a 147 runner, and if you go out and run hard from the gun, you always run the risk of somebody like that catching you, no matter what day of the year you run it. So I just had to make sure I got the win out there today.
So the speed at the end was really there again, so I'm sure you're happy with that.
Yeah, really happy. I've been working on it a lot since last summer. I think it was probably missing a good bit last summer, so it's one of the areas I've been working on a lot, and I have to thank my coach Steve Magnus for putting all the elements of my training plan together so that I can actually have a kick over the last 200 metres.
You had injuries last year. You seem to have got over all those.
Yes, thankfully. They're part and parcel of the sport. You never know when they're going to come, but you just have to put the head down, figure out what's going on, and work with the team around you. You're never going to be able to figure out everything yourself, and you have to make use of everyone that's around you. And, you know, I had a great team, and I have to thank all of them for really getting back out on the track as quickly as I did.
So what's next for Mark English in 2018?
Well, I'll aim for the European Outdoors in August, and all my training is going to be geared towards that. I'll probably go on a training camp after I finish up university in June and get ready for some races on the circuit just before that.
And how are the studies going?
Yeah, they're going well, thanks. So it's quite hectic at the minute for me. It's one of the tougher years, of course. So I just have to plough through it as best I can and try not to go overboard either side.